The train of men pulled out of Platero around 9:30 that night, on what A.B. Abraham called the last of many marches. More Filipino farmers had arrived to donate the services of their carabao. Now the caravan had expanded to more than 30 carts. The column would need to trudge all night and well into the next day to cover the 25 miles to Gimba, and that was assuming there were no unforeseen holdups or encounters with the Japanese. An ox cart trek of such length would be far too grueling for Dr. Fisher. The wounded surgeon would have to stay behind in Platero, lying in a state of semi-consciousness on a teacher's desk in the dimly lit schoolhouse. The Alamo scouts and a handful of rangers would serve as bodyguards. Within a half hour, the last of the POWs had left Platero. In the rear of the column, Captain Prince walked with a hobbling gait that made him seem as bad off as many of the prisoners he was delivering. For the veterans of Bataan, the prospect of a wearisome trudge with fellow stick figures across rural Luzon sounded nauseatingly familiar, a cruel déjà vu. As they found their stride, more than a few of the prisoners observed that the long hike to safety felt like the direct opposite of their trek out of Bataan, a kind of reverse image in which all the emotional valences had been flipped. "It was a long, slow, steady march," said a Texas POW named John McCarty, "but this was a life march, a march of freedom."